Hey, before we get rocking, let me tell you about eVoice. Love these guys. Holidays are here. What are you going to do for 2014? Might I suggest eVoice? Oh, yeah, there's going to be a little lull. That's right. It's the calm before the storm. The holidays. People are bloated. They got too much turkey and stuffing in them. But then, as the new year comes around, the business comes around. You want to grow your business this year? eVoice. It's simple technology that helps you make more money. Toll-free or local numbers, call routing tools, and professional dial-by-name directory. Make your business look like $1 million. It's easy with eVoice. And if you can't take a call, eVoice transcribes the voicemail and emails it to you. You no longer have to hear the nasally drone of whoever's on the other line. Try it before you buy it. 30 days free. That's right. Go to evoice.com/Adam or adamcarolla.com and click on the eVoice banner. Take charge of your business and prepare for a more efficient and productive 2014. Go to evoice.com/Adam or adamcarolla.com and click on the eVoice banner for a free 30-day trial. Oh, man, between the holidays, the bad weather, the sick days, achoo! That's right, I got a cold coming on. Getting everyone in the same room, it's impossible. You can't do it. Don't even try. Forget it. Use GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix. You can share screens to work together on documents, spreadsheets, and projects in real time without getting all germy. Use your webcams. Make your meeting an HD video conference. Start hosting a meeting in seconds from your Mac, PC, smartphone, or tablet. All you got to do is sign up for free. That's right, free. A free 30-day trial. See how I go up octaves? 30 days. Free. No credit card required. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Adam. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Adam. Hey, Chickpeas, Ace Man here. Before we get started, I want to thank you for sharing this product with a friend. Honestly, the only reason we're here and the lights are on and we've been going strong for over 4 years now is because of you and you telling a friend, a loved one, and or a coworker. So thank you so much in advance and enjoy the show.
This is Corolla Digital. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest tonight, Jay Moore, plus Allison Rosen on news, Paul Bryan on sound effects, and now, shaking hands with Raul Castro is his euphemism for masturbating. Adam Carolla.
Get it on, got to get it on, no choice but to get it on, mandate, get it on. Good day, Allison Rosen.
Hello, Adam Carolla.
Good day, Paul Bryan. Jay Moore's going to come in here. I'm very excited because I'm going to have him try out for the floaters. But I figure like Al Pacino could try out and Harvey Keitel could try out for the floaters.
He brings a whole dream team with
Andrew
him.
Andrew Dice Clay and Charles Barkley could all try out
for the floaters. Could Christopher Walken try out for the floaters?
Absolutely.
That'd be wonderful. Ooh,
absolutely.
Eddie Vedder, Johnny Depp. Jay can stay outside.
That's going to be awesome. All right. Well, it's a big banner day for me, and a lot of people have been tweeting me. It started a couple days back, but ironically, after we went barnstorm Sacramento, they started putting up on the freeway signs. If you get into a minor accident, pull over to the shoulder.
Not just the signs, the exact way you proposed on the digital signs, on the digital billboards.
The digital signs all throughout California, not just Los Angeles, but Southern California and all up and down the state. For the first time, it says, in a minor crash, pull to shoulder. I imagine as easily done as telling whoever runs the computer who has a keyboard to put this in instead of click it or fucking ticket or drunk driving, you know, buzz driving is drunk driving or get hammered, get nailed, or whatever cute slogan they have up there. I'm excited about it. I love the notion that we're finally doing it. I hate the notion that we have the worst traffic problem in the world, and it took us 10 years to figure this one out. And I'm being kind when I say 10 years, and God knows how many cities did this for how many years before us. I don't know if it had anything to do with me screaming about it to certain officials over and over again.
It had to.
I was wondering that today. I was wondering if someone is like, let's just do it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, why wouldn't you do it? And then why wouldn't you do it with everything? Just slower traffic. Stay out of the left lane. It's legal to turn right on a red. Just all. They even just drive like champions. Just like just anything.
You got to tap it on your way out of the locker
That's
room.
Right. You got to slap it. Sunroof open. Slap the sign at 65 miles an hour. Yes.
Did you guys get tweeted about this once or twice? I got, I think, maybe one or two tweets about this.
I think I saw one.
Yeah, I may have seen one. May have had this in it. There was a subject that was, I got 500,000 tweets. Good. I don't know how you guys are wired. I refuse to think this had anything to do with me. I think eventually we would do this because we have the worst traffic problem in the United States. And there are 175 other cities and states.
Well, this is statewide because we're getting tweets from all over the
right,
state.
Right. I'm sorry. There's 32 other states that have had this going. We had to fall eventually, right?
I think it could have something. I mean, because you've been talking about it. A ton of people listen. A ton of people will relay that message to someone else. You personally have mentioned it to Newsom and Garcetti.
I was going
to
say, you had the ears of two guys who would be able to do this with a snap of the finger.
I don't
give you credit.
I don't assume this was Newsom's work because he, as he told me on the podcast, and this is what you want every politician, he likes to work small to big. And traffic's a big problem.
Maybe he finally got there.
Yeah.
How many small problems did he clean up in that time?
I want him working super micro small to big. That's what you want out of your politicians.
Exactly. Out of someone who represents you.
I don't think these assholes even listen to themselves when they talk. Like they have so many just fucked out isms where they go, I like to work small to big. And there's a lot of like, it's like Blazing Sal's harump, harump. Like a lot of people nodding their head.
I didn't get a harump out of that guy.
Yeah, not even knowing what the fuck they're talking about. That's a horrible way to work. Work big to small. Right. Treat it like cancer. Find the cancer that kills the most people. Focus on that. And then find the super rare strains. And you'll get to that. But after we get to the ones that are killing everybody.
But hey, if there's something that has boobs in it, let's just focus on that one.
Full time. All right, so the freeway signs are here, and they're here to steer, to clear, and I'm excited. I really am, and hopefully this will alleviate the traffic in some small way.
Did you experience joy over this today?
My problem is this in life. A, I did not really connect it to all the complaining that I did. B, I did like the idea. I liked it. Symbolically, I like the idea. I hate the fact that we live in one of the dumbest fucking cities on the planet. I really hate how dumb we are. So I liked it symbolically that we're actually doing something that's free. It's free. It's not like, well, you know, everyone goes, well, they should put a second story on the 405. That would alleviate traffic. That's several billion dollars.
Oh, and a decade of work.
Right. This is nothing. And I hate the idea that it's free and we wouldn't capitalize on it. Instead, we focused on click it or ticket, which doesn't affect anybody because everyone you know wears a seatbelt. And those who don't will not do it based on the click it or ticket.
Speaking of how dumb we all are here, did you guys experience the thing where you drove under the first one you saw maybe over the weekend in the last couple of days and the traffic had slowed down so people could read it? The irony is the traffic slowed down.
There is a lot of slowing down to read, yes, and me dragging my finger along the windshield, along the inside of the windshield. All right, speaking of cars, I don't know if you guys have ever had this, but it almost happened to me today, and it got me thinking. It has happened to me before. Have you ever done that move where you've been with somebody, maybe it's a first date, it seems like a movie, you know, it seems like a movie scene, but I think it's happened to more people than you think. You've gone out with somebody, maybe you had lunch or dinner with that somebody, maybe you were on a date, maybe it was something social or something, you picked them up or something, and you spent some time with that person, maybe saw a movie and you had dinner with that person, and then you did that move where you got in your car after dropping them off at their place and relieved yourself of a certain amount of gas that had been built up in you because you'd spent the last several hours with
not
this person.
Not expelling it.
Not expelling said gas. Yeah. Have you ever experienced this horror where the person, where you had the heater.
I'm already uncomfortable.
You had the heater going in your car. It's a cold like it is now. Heater's blowing away. Windows rolled up. You do that relief. Ah, I haven't farted in 5 hours. Fart. Filling your small automobile with your own ass. And then see the person walk up to their porch, do a move where they like feel for their keys or their purse or their scarf or something, and then turn around and look at you and come jogging back to your
That's
car.
That's when you just floor it.
They're looking at you. Now they're like knocking on the window, and you're like, what? What do you want?
Call
look,
me.
Look, maniac, write it backwards on a piece of paper and hold it up to the windshield.
And then what do you do? Just crack it at like a wallet size amount and then throw it out?
I think you get out of the car and hope the fart doesn't follow you out of the car and shut the door. What's going on?
Yeah, or you roll down the passenger window, you throw it out the window and then peel out. That's a good
what?
Move, too.
My purse is in the back of the car. I can bring that by tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't need that tonight.
I can swing that by the house tomorrow.
What
time you leave for work?
What are the physics behind fart clinging? Because if you move far, I mean, not that I would ever, but if you move far away from a crowd of people, lean into another room and then flap your hand, are you safe to go back or do you need to give it some time?
I think certain farts, just like certain, like sometimes you spit and it can't get out of your mouth and further away fast enough. And there's other times where like it doesn't want to leave.
Are you talking about a loogie?
I'm talking about just the viscosity and whatever. But there's certain times when spit, literally you have to use your hand to like go.
Yeah, it's like mozzarella on a pizza.
And it's like,
vomit.
It's like one of those kid movies where she raises the dolphin from, you know, from the little cub. The little baby dolphin, and at some point,
you have love, to paw. Like just that, send the dolphin.
Have to send it into the wild, you know.
But
and
it won't go,
and they have to be stern.
It's domesticated spit,
like where the person is crying, going, "I said leave," you know.
I don't love you. Go.
That's right. So the spit. Some spit's a clinger, and some spit just screw you. Moving on. I'll be here on the sidewalk. Some farts are clingers. I feel like there's some. There's some farts where you just part ways. You go, listen, we'll agree to disagree. Very amicable.
Right.
Let's not get the kids involved.
Mm-hmm. It's mutual.
Yeah.
It's just, mutual. It wanted out of that ass just as much as you wanted to expel
it. That's right.
Then there's others that don't want to leave the nest.
I've had farts follow me for several hundred feet.
They do that. And you think you're in the clear and all of a sudden you're standing there and it catches up.
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me. Do you think you could? And then it just becomes like some sort of jilted lovers come back drunk with a knife.
A scorned fart.
It's going to kill your rabbit. Yeah. So
you think it's drowned.
When
no.
you let the fart go in the car, there's plenty of chances for that person to circle back and head back to the car. I bet that's happened to millions of 99%.
People. 99%.
If they smell it, then your two choices are get married or break up right there.
That's right. Get used to this, sweetie.
So what are you saying? Just wait till you're clear a couple blocks?
I am saying there is the nerve gas that happens, especially on a first date, especially if there's like a protracted makeout session or something on a sofa or something. You're thinking like, oh, my God, we're going to have sex. Like, it's going to happen. We went out. We ate Viking food earlier that day, you know, and then we saw a movie and it's like, and now we're dry humping on the sofa. And then if you get up and leave and you get in your car, you turn the corner, get down the street and then let it fly. You've been holding it for the last 6.5 hours. Hold it for another 80 seconds.
This reminds me of a special private gymnastics lesson that my mom enrolled me in. So as we know, I was a chunky, uncoordinated young kid. So like some kids need tutoring for math or Spanish or whatever. I was fine with those. I needed a little extra help in all the physical education.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this private tumbling gymnastics lesson and I could not stop farting. Like every cartwheel, every somersault, I was just, one would escape. And the poor guy, it was a male teacher, was so close to my butt.
Yeah. What do you think the number one fart gig is? massage therapist.
Personal trainer's got to be up
personal
there.
Personal trainer, some form of doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I feel like massage.
Anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Football team doctor who goes on the field and helps the lineman who's down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Knocked
330
out.
330-pound guy. Let's get you back
control.
On your feet, big
that,
fella.
That guy's lost control of his faculty.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have control of your faculties, and that's why you should take your faculties over to Sherry's Berries, baby. Delicious, delectable holiday berries, baby. Giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Only $19.99. That's over 40% savings. You go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Ace. These things are decadent. They're enormous. They're fresh. They're juicy. I have trouble doing this spot because I salivate.
Your mouth waters.
I can hear it.
Cutting into one of the berries.
Their mouth watering.
You got to cut into them, too.
Yes, you use a knife. That's right. White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate.
All Jay Moore characters.
Mm-hmm. He'll be in. Yes, my listeners, by the way, can get double the berries for just $10 more. Only way to get the special $19.99 offer is call 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02. Or go to berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top of the right-hand corner. Type in Ace. Let's not wait. Berries.com. All right. Okay. Let's see. I got a couple phone calls. We got Jay Moore coming in. Another couple of quick questions. Never been in radio for coming on 15 years, 20 years. Never thought of this. Somebody could probably tell me. We went to a sports bar on Sunday, watched half the Niners game.
Yes.
I was in the bathroom at some point. Looked at a sign that said DJ so-and-so is going to be here on Monday night spinning the hits.
Was that while you were sitting at the fans table?
We walked in. We said to the folks at the sports bar, the greeter, we said to hostess, we said, do you have a booth for all of us? Because the plan was we're all going to go watch the first half of the Niners game in Sacramento and then drive to Fresno.
I was ecstatic.
About 3 hours.
Allison would shut the fuck up about it.
And it was all Brian's idea, but we all decided, look, we got to kill 3 hours either on this end or at that end. Mm-hmm. We're going to kill it in Sacramento and have a couple beers, sober up on the van ride on the way over to Fresno. So we went to a sports bar in like Old Town, Sacramento, and mm-hmm. we walked in.
Old Sack.
And they said, worst cologne ever. And don't even get me started on the bottle. All right. Went down to Old Sack, and the chick behind the, there was the hostess.
Yeah.
The hostess said, well, we don't have any booths open, but we do have the bar if you want to sit at the bar. And I was kind of looking for the booth experience.
Sure.
In life, in general, I like the booth.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, well, all right, we'll sit at the bar until the booth opens up. But when we walked by, there was a couple. And they said, hey, Ace Man, Allison, Brian, I didn't recognize everybody. Hey, we're at the show last night. I said, oh, awesome. And then I sat down with them because their booth had extra booth space. Was open. Mm-hmm. And there are these people, God bless them. I don't even know how it works because of my family system. He's like, I'm out here. I'm in the Bay Area. And my sister, sitting across, having a beer, she's from Idaho, I think.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm a big fan. I got her into you. Now she's a big fan. I bought her a ticket. She came out from Idaho. We went to the show last night. Now we're at a sports bar having a few beers. And I just thought, the Corollas would never, ever. I wouldn't even think of this. I like my sister. This is an impossibility.
That was cool.
I love these people. I love that there's, these people are out there. You bought your sister a ticket to the show, you flew her out from Idaho, and now you guys are enjoying yourself watching the Niners game and having a beer, and I just plopped down with them.
Yeah. Private show from Adam Carolla.
I sat down and talked their fucking ear off
awesome.
For about an hour and 10 minutes.
This was the conversation happening at the other booth. He's still there. He is still there. Wow, he's still over there.
Well, pardon moi, but I knew we were going to get a lot of quality time in the 7 hours we were going to spend in the minivan.
Yeah, you're putting that off.
Well, I shouldn't talk. I mean, I left the bar and went ice skating.
That's right.
By myself.
So we drank a few beers. We talked to a nice couple. And when I was down in the bathroom, I looked over at the sign and it said that DJ Jazzy, whoever's coming here Monday night, is going to spin top 40 hits. Mm. And then I thought, why top 40? Mm. Top 50, top 100, top 10? What 40? It's weird
number.
And random. Well, we've all accepted right. the top 40 countdown and the top 40 hits and the top 40 whatever. And this guy's a top 40 performer and he made the top 40 Billboard charts and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it exists anywhere else but this. Like, we can all go top 10 or top 100 or top, you know, 40 is a
top
random.
Top 25 in college?
It's a random place to stop something.
Yes.
I've never given it a thought. And I don't think any human being has ever given it a thought. And I realize I've been staring and hearing top 40 for 40 years and have never thought, why 40? Why not top 50? How pissed would you be if you were the 41st band that didn't make the cut?
My only guess is that there's back when songs were almost always singles, were almost always between 2 and 2.5 minutes. Maybe that's the number of songs you could play in a DJ's 4-hour set. But I don't know if the math makes sense. I'm just thinking there's going to be something.
I blame Casey Kasem. That's all I know.
Wolfman Jack gets off scot-free for you?
The standard jukebox at the time held 40 singles.
Oh.
But this is Metafilter. That was the first search result.
That makes sense,
which is
though.
Not necessary. So I feel like... I'm not sure that's true, but that's
you take the top most popular songs that'll fit into the jukebox if you own the sock hop, and that's
songs
where it goes.
Kids want to hear.
All right, couple of phone calls. Jay Moore's coming in. Someone's calling from Jerusalem, so I'm gonna put him on hold too long. Hey, Elon.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
How do you say your name?
Elon.
Oh, wasn't too bad. What's going on?
Pretty simple.
26, Jerusalem?
That's right. Actually, I'm from L.A. originally. I've been out here for like the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. How is Jerusalem compared to L.A.?
Same weather. Say the same thing about the people. They just kind of just push their way in front of you. It's like the driving habits. You get on the freeway all the time.
I like
that.
The
only difference is that tomorrow or the day after, it's going to be snowing here.
Oh, really?
Which I never experienced in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I get actually roll in the snow. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Uh-huh. And what you doing over there in Jerusalem?
I'm in Yeshiva, which is like a Jewish theological school. And I've been doing this for over a year now.
Mm-hmm. What have you figured out?
Oh, wow. Everything and nothing. So stick on the nothing, just because I can talk about it forever.
And then what's the upshot here? What do you do? Do you get your diploma that's on parchment paper written right to left, and then come back here, or what do you do?
I wish it was that simple. It's honestly the reward is thing itself. There's no diploma. There's no medal I get to hang around my neck. It's just. You spent time, you have learned the books, you haven't learned all the books, but you've learned how to learn the books and go off into the world and try to set a time to keep on learning, but live the life through the message.
Do you come back?
Yes, I plan on being back in America in a few months.
What do you think about this plan? Everyone laughs at me, but I want to take all of Israel, pick them up, and move them to the Baja Peninsula. I feel... Yeah, like,
other people would like to do that, too.
If any country needed Jews, it's Mexico. They are light on Jews. They just, you know, I do feel
there's
like...
There's a Jew deficiency.
Yes. There's a Jew void. Jew vacuum.
Both
know,
of those
it's
things.
It's really interesting. The first weekend I was out here, this rabbi I was staying by took me to the house of someone in his neighborhood. The man was a Mexican Jewish convert who was from Texas or from Mexico, grew up in Texas, was a minister for about 20 years or so. And it wasn't until his wife challenged him about things in the Bible. He goes, you're a minister. You should know these sorts of things. Why is this a contradiction with that, et cetera, et cetera. And it made him go search and search and search. And he found Judaism and converted to Judaism with his wife.
I heard the song. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread.
Oh, yeah.
Schlepping the salami that. And pumpernickel bread. His name was, with a 10-gallon yarmulke.
That's right.
On his head. His name was Irving.
Big, dumb Irving.
What was his name? Irving.
The crazy thing about Irving.
What do you think?
The only thing I.
Yeah.
I want to say he made a big point to say that he was sure his mother was a Jewish, even was a Jew, even though she was Catholic and, you know, was raised a Catholic. She just wanted Jewish traditions, but didn't know why she did them, and it was all this historical stuff. The Catholics came and converted people, and they're Jews. So basically,
I don't want to say. You guys know my feeling on. We talk about all the time, like when there's an oil spill, and so you take the bacteria that eats the oil and you sprinkle it over the oil and it starts magically, like nature starts doing its own thing, or there's some pest that's got out of control, so you take a predator to that pest and you release it. It's a natural way. It's better than taking the crop duster and the DDT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe there's a balance. You know my whole plan about taking the gays and bringing them to the bad neighborhoods and letting them spread out and set up shop and
do
get
what
everything.
They
do what they do and bring up the property values and all that kind of stuff. I just feel like packing the Jews up from Israel, bringing them down to the Baja Peninsula, like a nice stretch of desert there, about the same ocean. I don't even know if they could tell the difference, honestly. If they need the actual topsoil, because, you know, you go, well, it's sacred ground, but how deep does the ground go, if you really think about it? Eventually, you're getting into someone else's ground, right? So I figure about 9 inches of topsoil. First move is just get some Mexican laborers. Send them back. Don't come back without a sack full of topsoil. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Get the whole thing leveled out with the topsoil. Move them in. Get the Mexican economy back up on its feet. Take care of a little of that, you know, some of the drug lords and the corruption and whatnot over there. Meanwhile, the Palestinians would end up just killing themselves.
Oh, because the Mexicans?
It
was an exchange program.
No. We're keeping it.
Oh, was it an exchange program or just importing?
I'm using Mexicans. I'm muling them back and forth with dirt.
Okay. Makes sense.
But they're not going to stay there.
Okay.
And then that whole area will start turning on itself. They need somebody to go after. That's my take. I think it would work. Ilan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to be on the first wave with a pillowcase filled with topsoil, heading for Rosarito Beach?
I will grab my pillowcase off my bed. I will fill it up, and when I fly home, I'll make sure I make a quick detour to Rosarito and get started.
Yeah, you know, you may have to check the pillowcase, because if you fill it with topsoil, it's going to weigh like 180 pounds. But you
so
can be
it.
The first one to go to the Baja Peninsula and start spreading that topsoil out.
Try and get on the Southwest direct flight from Israel to Rosarito, because bags fly free.
No, I think you got to go to San Diego.
Oh, well, either way.
I don't
way,
think Southwest
way.
Goes direct from Jerusalem to Tijuana.
They don't do okay, it's a little more of a pain in the ass if you have to connect, but it's worth it, man.
All right. Where the hell were we? Let's see. Somebody, cricket, stairs, huh? All right, Salt Lake City, you guys got a question you like?
Line 4, line 5, both good.
All right, line 4. Lily?
Yes?
34, Las Vegas, what's going on?
I have a long-distance relationship that's kind of been off and on for like the past year and a half. And I was just wanted to get your opinion, since you did Love Line. Should I continue with that relationship? He's 40 years old, and he said that he's never really had a long-term relationship, and I'm kind of the first. So I don't know if I should keep on wasting my time with this person or kind of just let it go and move on.
Let me explain the on-and-off relationship. The on-and-off is the guy going, I think I could have sex with other people, and then smash cut to 9 weeks of him beating off in the shower. Hey, sweetie, I've rethought this whole... I wanted off you so I could get on
somebody else,
didn't really work. Guys have a certain cock and ball momentum where they go, well, I'm nailing this one chick, so I'm on a cock and ball roll here. I can just take my personal cock momentum and bring it to the TGI Fridays or the Chili's and pick up a couple of other chicks because I'm on a cock roll, except for
it
grinds to a halt as soon as you pull out of the one you're in. And then they come back, and that's usually the way that works. And then they get lulled into that cock roll confidence again and move on again.
Lily's in Vegas. It's kind of like when you hit the first hand of blackjack, you're like, oh, this is going to start a streak. When in fact, it's going to cost you money.
When a guy's 40 and he hasn't got his shit together yet, fuck it. He's broken.
Well, he does have his shit together. It's just that he's never had a long-term relationship.
But
I mean, he has a
that's
house.
Like
he
saying, has- I can't go to the dentist because I've never had my teeth cleaned. It's like, no, now you need it more than ever. I've never had a long-term relationship doesn't mean shit to me. And it shouldn't mean shit to you. You're 40.
And that also, to me, doesn't mean he has his shit together.
Yeah.
He might outwardly.
That's right. You tell Peter Pan to take a shit on you or get off your pot.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name's Mitch.
You tell Mitch Pan to get off the pot.
Mitch is a strong name. Not a lot of Mitches anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You think?
Yeah. No.
Do your kids have any Mitch friends?
No. That's a strong
name.
Dude's name. That's a guy who's going to help you move.
That's right.
On less than 90 minutes notice.
Yeah. Mitch still is down. Isn't
Call
it? Like,
Mitch.
It's like, I got gas in the rig. I'll be right over.
Yep.
But
that's
you can't
Mitch.
Schedule something for next Tuesday with Mitch.
No.
Because
he might even be in the state.
It's out of the Mitch bubble.
Also, he's a rambling guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't nail him down.
No.
You can't hold him down, ladies.
You know what else there's not a lot of anymore? Barbara, Linda, or Lois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All horrible dude names, but yes.
They
won't
help you move on a moment's notice.
No. All right, Lily. I don't like Mitch. I like his name. I'd like you to find another Mitch.
All right, I'll try finding another Mitch. Thank you, Adam.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Once somebody displays a behavior, like when somebody goes, look, I got a computer filled with 9-year-olds that are naked, but that's in the past. Make sure and get that. That's in the past. Or, you know, I balled my fist up and beat the shit out of my last girlfriend about her face and crushed her orbital socket. But anyway, I've now learned that that's not, it's quite the opposite. It's that should never occur to you, and
to
you should not be capable of it. But then once you do it, there will be other cases of you doing it, or you're just going to live with someone who wants to do it.
Right.
This guy, you could marry him. At some point, he's going to do the Mitch is a rambling man.
And the good news is if you dump Mitch's ass and then it turns out that, oh, he was the one and he feels that you are the one, he'll come back.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got one more call. Jay Moore's coming in here. First, Hulu, baby. Hulu Plus. You tried Hulu.com. Now it's time for Hulu Plus. You watch your favorite TV shows anytime, anywhere. Thousands of hit TV shows, movies, brought right to your living room, man. Smartphone or tablet. $7.99 a month. Current TV favorites like SNL, our own Jimmy Kimmel, The Shark Tank. Love myself some Shark Tank. Scandal, all there, all on Hulu Plus. By the way, they have original shows like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask. I like this new doc series about the world of sports mascots. Let me say this. I was watching Real Sports and Brian Gumbel. And they're doing the whole sports mascot thing.
Yep.
And
the live mascots.
Yeah, they had the PETA person there. Yep. And it's like, it's torture for that falcon to go like from the top of the stadium to that guy's glove. It's like,
her point was the falcon is being kept captive.
Really? And then the bull.
Yeah.
The buffalo. From Colorado. It's like, it's torture for that thing to run down the field. And I'm like, you know who's really being abused? The 22-year-old guy in Tallahassee, Florida, who's in the full head and the full muscle
That's
man
captivity.
Styrofoam outfit, shed 18 pounds of water weight and a sack of salt. If anyone's really being abused here, it's the human being.
The guy doing the push-ups in the duck costume?
Yes. The guy who's using the pad on the goalpost like a heavy bag and a full duck outfit in Southern California when it's 103 degrees outside. Not the horse that the guy's on.
Yep.
That guy, that thing's doing what it wants to do.
And then Brian Gumbel presents a very good argument of that thing is kept very good care of. His Alice needs are met. It arguably lives a better life. It's like, it is above average, but we would still like to see him not be held. It's like, all right, listen, you're just arguing to argue now.
I hate to use this pun, but PETA, don't you have bigger fish to fry? Thank you. All right, where was I? Hulu! Hulu Plus. That's right. They got a special offer for my listeners. You can try Hulu Plus for free. That's right. 2 weeks free. Make sure you use the HuluPlus.com/Adam. HuluPlus.com/Adam for the extended free trial so they know we sent you. That's HuluPlus.com/Adam. All right. One more call, and then the great Jay Moore comes into studio. Ryan.
Yeah.
24, Salt Lake City. What's happening?
Hey, I'm recently married. I've been married for about a year and a half now, and I'm, you know, my wife and I are newlyweds. But I'm only 24. She's 23. Sorry, and she's really baby hungry. And not that I don't want to have kids, but I'm not as baby hungry as she is. And
they're delicious.
I mean,
yeah.
And
Brian.
Yeah, and you know. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering what your advice would be as a family man to kind of help her wait a little bit longer than...
I'm sorry. Did you say she was 23?
She's 23. I'm 24.
Right. That is not... I mean, it's good, but where are you in your career, income, level of education, things like that?
We're both in school still. I'm working on my degree in computer science, and she's going into psychology or nursing.
I just don't think, and it maybe holds more true for a man than a woman, because then she'd get into her field, and then she's going to have a kid, and then maybe she'll take a leave of absence from her field. I don't know. But having a kid before you've launched your career does not sound like a great plan, especially the future looks good for you two kids, but... At age 23 and 21, you know, this is, you know, when the woman says, I'm going to turn 35 next March and blah, blah, blah. Time is ticking. You have to talk. That's a real discussion. At 23, you're a good 5 years off of having to have a real discussion about this. And I know she wants a kid. There should be a kid petting zoo.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Get everything you need from a kid.
Cuddling zoo. Uh-huh. Where... parents that are like, you know, fair to middling, drop their kid off all day. Their kid gets to be in a safe environment with the wood shavings down on the ground. You know,
smart.
Right? You can get some like Chex Mix and like for a quarter get some feed for them. And like hard up parents can just get in a supervised environment. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about you get to take them to the camper for a conjugal visit or anything. Under the, you know, during the daylight hours, you pick them up, put them on your shoulders, run around, do a horsey thing, give them a nice squeeze. We'll give you a couple of Nerf footballs. You throw it around, a little high five.
Take some pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a kid petting zoo.
It's a hell of an idea.
And as parents who, you know, maybe come from a broken home, maybe you have a one too many kids, you drop the kid off. The kid gets the affection.
Right.
The attention, the love, the check mix. That maybe it's missing at home.
Exactly.
Your wife gets a lot of this. You know, she comes home after a long day at the kid petting zoo and is like, oh, I'm exhausted. I got that all out of my system.
She smells like sawdust and spit up.
That's right. I like that.
This is great.
The kids get to learn to work together. What's that, Ryan?
That's a good new birth control system. I think you should.
The petting zoo?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I would say I would use the school, use the training, and if you want to drop my name, fine. You'll be a much better parent in a few years when you're established. Thank you, and mahalo.
By the way, I don't know anyone well-adjusted who came out of parents that young. I know a lot of people who aren't that well-adjusted, and then it's like, what happened? And, oh, well, my parents were really young when they had me.
My mom was 21, my dad was 24.
The one caveat.
Is that true?
It's true.
I was going to say, it's Paul Bryant. No, I was saying, we grew up in L.A.
Damn it.
They're from Salt Lake City.
Oh, you're right. It's about time.
That could. I feel like there are plenty of people from Salt Lake City who had parents that were that age and blah, blah, blah. All right. The great Jay Moore. Us, San Diego, American Comedy Club, early show sold out. Late show still around if you want to come out Wednesday, December 18th and say hi to us. Also, Mangria on tap over at the Santa Monica Hooters, just flowing. So if you want to check that out, fine. Love of Our Country event, sponsored by Coca-Cola. That's me and Kevin Costner. That is coming up this Sunday. Costner's band is playing. I'm hosting. That is Sunday, December 15th. Air Force One Pavilion at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. Never been there before. 7-course meal. You should have seen Chris Maxipata. He went off like a pinball machine. When he 7 courses. He was not on the traveling squad, but he's now said he could easily get in the trunk of the Jag for 7 courses. We're all just fantasizing like about machines. What is that?
Yeah.
It was great because I said to all the guys, and we weren't talking about 7 courses, but I said, look, Chris, you want to come to this thing and come to this thing. You can eat for free and, you know, have fun, have fun on Air Force One. And then I did that move where I went to my car to leave, and then I realized I left my cell phone. And then I turned around and came back to all the guys that were sitting on the sofa, and they're knee-deep in a – maybe there's 2 entrees, or maybe they're counting the palate cleanser, like the sherbet is a course.
Yeah.
That all broken off in discussion groups. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I want them doing when I'm paying them on what is the 7th course.
Is an amuse-bouche a course?
Did you guys figure out what the course was? Can't be soup or salad. It's going to be soup and salad.
I don't want to spoil a surprise for Chris, so we're still looking.
All right. So you can come out. You can say hi to us and Max Pata and the rest of the crew and Costner and all that good stuff. For tickets, by the way, and more info, you can go to loveofourcountry.com. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me hit a quick spot, and then we'll bring in the great Jay Moore. DraftKings, baby. DraftKings.com. They got the Millionaire Grand Final. It's just days away. Let's get in while the getting's good. You could win $1 million. Tip for this weekend, Cleveland versus Chicago. 9 of the 10 top 10 winners in the Grand 200 had at least one Cleveland player on their team. Yeah. And they've won over $80,000. One-day fantasy sports, not the old drawn-out long season, Brian. Feeling good about your chances for this $1 million?
I did not have a Cleveland player on my roster, but I won 2 games this weekend. I'm back on top. 2 games. I doubled up in a $10 contest and a $5 contest. I'm back.
DraftKings, baby. Dawson.
Hurry for free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final. Enter promo code Adam at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you got to enter Adam today at DraftKings.com for details and your free entry. Visit DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com.
All right. Quick break. Back with Jay Moore floating on next. Well, the holidays are here, but it's the calm before the storm. Now's the time to make a move. Something that's going to help your business in 2014. Might I suggest eVoice? eVoice, simple technology that helps you make more money. Toll-free or local numbers, call routing tools, and professional dial-by-name directory. Make your business look like $1 million. Forget about $1 million. I'm going to up it to $1 kajillion. And if you can't take a call, eVoice transcribes the voicemail and emails it to you. I love that part. Try it before you buy it. That's right. A free 30-day trial. Go to evoice.com/Adam or adamcarolla.com and click the eVoice banner. Let these guys know you heard it here. Take charge of your business and prepare for a more efficient and productive 2014. Go to evoice.com/Adam or adamcarolla.com and click on the eVoice banner for 30 days free. 30-day free trial. Love you.
It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Christmas Movie with Adam's buddy Oswaldo. See if you can guess which holiday favorite this line is from.
Don't you ever tell you I want Bambo? Bambo bounce!
If you said Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Didn't I ever tell you about Bumbles? Bumbles bounce!
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
Jay Moore in studio. Jay's doing some stand-up. South Point Casino. That's January 21st. 4th. Through the 26th, and of course the podcast. More stories you can get on iTunes. New episodes Monday and Friday. Great to see you, Jay.
Good to see you, my friend. Bald Brian and Allison
I'm really, really excited that you're here because we've been having fun with Float On by the Floaters.
Floaters.
And it just started when we were in Waukegan, Illinois, and we're all in a van, and it was raining. We're driving home from the show, and it was midnight.
What are you, the Melvins? Why are you driving around in a van? You're big time.
Could have been an SUV, but there were six dudes in it. Anytime you get six dudes into one under one car roof, it becomes a van. Yeah. So I turned on the radio, and Float On by the Floaters came on, and nobody knew what this was. And, well, Dawson will give you a little taste.
I know. I saw him on TV. It's red just, satin pants that cut off at the knee.
It's just people can't picture this was, it seems like an SNL sketch. Aquarius. And my name is Riley. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. Mm.
And I like a woman who can hold her own. He lost me at I like a woman.
Hey, gang.
She likes a woman who loves her freedom but doesn't mind his incarceration.
Now I like a woman that's quiet.
It's quiet.
A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe. Leah. Now my name is Paul. You see, I like all women of the world.
Look, I just jump in with a semi-racist thought. I never heard a black dude talk about Zodiac sign. I don't feel like that's their bag.
Yeah.
I think in the 70s it was big bag.
I think it was getting laid bag, but I've never met a brother that was into the whole Aquarius thing.
Well, I don't think the Floaters are in it. To quote Bob Newhart, I don't think the Floaters are in it for the art.
Maybe not. But then we thought,
I think they're in it for the chicks.
Wouldn't it be funny if Al Pacino was attempting to get into the band The Floaters?
It's about the right time.
Yeah, turn my headphones up. How am I supposed to do this? Oh, there's a beat. My name is Al. I'm an Apollo.
Wait, I think that, Al,
huh?
I'm producing this. Apollo is not a sign.
Let it go. We're getting hot. I like a woman au natural that never has shaved in her life. I need a plain weed eater before I even get my pants off. What are you going to do? My eyes are real big right now.
Yeah.
At the thought of the woman.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the session band in here. We only have about another 40 minutes.
Talented boys.
Absolutely.
And girls.
A couple in there.
Who's
yeah.
the girl?
She's
on the oboe.
Oh,
flautist?
Yeah.
It looks like an oboe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not arguing with you.
Looks like an oboe.
So they're almost in the same phylum.
Woodwind.
Yeah.
And brass. How is that the same?
Oh, okay, you know, I'm not arguing with
I'm
you.
I'm trying to sing a song.
You know, Mr. Pacino, I'm just
an
engineer.
I'm Pacino. I'm a floater.
Right. So we want sexy talk.
Yeah.
Not, you know, with the weed whacker and everything.
But that's sexy to me.
Well, we're looking for
natural.
Looking for top 40 sexy.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here we go.
I like a 40-year-old woman that likes to be on top when I'm laying down.
It can't be too graphic.
Huh?
We can't be too sexually graphic. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you want me to dial it back a little bit? Is that what you're saying?
We like sexy
Did
talk.
Did I cross your line?
No, I don't have a line. I'm an atheist.
You're one giving me all the advice about how to be in the Floaters. I thought I was in the band. We hired you as a producer.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this friendly for the radio.
I'm trying to make a hit record.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's the chorus. I got it from here, Adam. My name is Al. I like a woman with curves that works out of curves because she's too embarrassed because she's too big to work out anywhere else. I like a big fat girl.
We can't use
that
company
shaves.
We don't want company. We don't want
to. That has a funky smell. I like funk. I would make love to Bootsy Collins
Ooh.
If he was a girl, but he's not a girl, he's a man. Bootsy Collins is a man. I've seen him in a restroom.
Al, a lot of this isn't going to make
whoa,
the final
whoa,
cut.
Oh, yeah. That'll make the cut.
Now, what if Norm MacDonald
oh my God.
Tried out for the floaters?
Well, are we down a member? How did I get here? Who
Norm,
left?
We want a Canadian.
How many floaters were there?
There's four floaters.
And who left that?
Charles.
Oh, Charles is gone?
Charles is gone.
I like that guy, Charles. You never trust a guy named Charles. Except Charles Schultz. You trust him.
Yeah.
Implicitly.
Yeah. Yeah. Norm?
Yeah.
So what we thought is we'd bring a little diversity to the group.
You want me to be like a black guy?
No. That's the point.
Like a Chinese guy?
No. We like the idea that you're a Canadian guy.
Oh, right. So I'll be
out.
A Canadian guy in the floaters there.
Because we're looking at sort of cross the border.
I like this beat.
You know, I mean, diversify.
This is a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel when you lend your velvety tones to it, we could really
Oh, my God.
Could float right to the top of the
chart.
I'm
ready to go. Let me know when my mic is hot.
It's hot, Norm. Go ahead.
My name's Norm. And I like...
We got to get your sign in, Norm. Sorry.
Huh?
They give their sign, and then they give their name.
Oh, I understand. I had it backwards.
Yeah. You put the sign out there.
I thought that was editing. That was what...
Oh, we could clean it up. In audio, like in post, but
yeah,
I
you're one of those clean up machines there.
Yeah. No, put your sign. Do you have a zodiac sign?
Yeah,
I mean, of course you do. Do you know what it is?
I'm ready to go here. Yeah, Norm MacDonald. This will be take two.
You don't have to slate.
It just helps me get into it. You know.
Oh, okay.
I'm Norm MacDonald. This is take two. Now it's, I guess it's 2A or 3. Now you know.
You're getting mired in this, Norm. You're up in your head. Just. You know, speak from your heart, you know.
You want me to let it flow.
Float.
I'm a Sagittarius. My name is Norm. That's short for Norman. And I like a girl with like a really big butt. A girl that's not afraid to be herself, you know. So many of these ladies out there, you know, they put on airs, not with Norm, you know. You act like yourself.
Right.
You don't have to put on makeup or anything like that. Just come out of the house when I come pick you up. My Dodge Durango promoted.
Yeah. we can't work, you know, brands in.
I'm still a Sagittarius, though.
No, that's not a brand.
I think that's a neon or something, right?
Oh, no, I don't. No, that's fine. You can give your sign out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah, we got a clean version of that, Norm.
I'm a Sagittarius. You want another version of my sign?
No, we got a clean
version. Good God, man.
We got a
what
clean
version.
We got a clean version of your sign, which is more of the kind of sweet talk, ladies.
Like sweet talk to ladies. Hey, that's what I'm known for, is sweet talking the gals. Sagittarius. Norm, that's me. I like a gal that likes to be sweet-talked, especially when I lay her down in my cream of wheat bathtub there, you know? I like a girl that likes to eat food, yeah? Yeah, you don't want to go on a date and go, I'll just have a salad. Need not apply, I think is the phrase. I like a girl that says, hey, where's all the pasta? Right. Let's get our grub on, you know?
Yeah,
Sagittarius.
We go pasta.
Pasta.
What, Norm, this is going to be played in the States mainly.
What? Good
we,
God.
We need a pasta. If we can get a clean pasta.
I think the record just got
it's all right. We just get a clean
pasta. Need a longer loop.
If we can get a
beat.
Clean pasta from you, we can slug it in.
Pasta.
We just one pasta.
Sagittarius pasta. Yeah, that wouldn't
clean.
Be a bad idea.
Norm,
you get a girl come out, no makeup on, you know?
Yeah.
And she looks right into the camera and goes, I enjoy Sagittarius pasta.
Hey, can we just get one clean pasta?
All right, one clean pasta. Pasta.
Oh, that was close.
That was good, you know?
Just one more. Just
everybody
a clean
likes pasta.
No, don't hit it that hard.
Is it Nell Clampett?
Just pasta. No, just pasta.
I don't call my dad pa.
No, no, just pasta.
Pasta?
There you go. That's
Who
good.
Who says pasta?
No,
that's crazy.
No, we do it here in the
that's
States.
Absurd.
We don't say pasta.
I think you're a wacko.
All right. How you doing, Jay?
Doing well.
You have enough air in you for one more?
I think Chris would like to take a shot at this.
I like...
Yeah. I'm ready. Just don't even set it up. It's flowing now. Yeah. Virgo, Leo, I'm on the cusp. Yeah. Chris, I play bass guitar, four strings in the truth. And what I look for in a woman is honesty. Don't lie to me. Don't look me in my eye and tell me that I didn't see what I just saw. Otherwise, I'm going to take my fist and brain you. And your brains will be all over the parking lot of TGI Fridays. And everyone will run out and go, whoa, that man. Yeah, he just bashed that girl's brains in for lying to him. The Virgo Leo man on the cusp that plays bass.
Yeah, hey, Chris,
who are you?
I'm the engineer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's your train?
No, different kind. I'm sound tech.
Sound tech engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to... We want you to do your thing.
Yeah, I'm
and you're doing
do
it great.
My thing, baby.
But bashing someone's head in with your fist...
That's
is
what
just,
gets me off.
I know, but...
Yeah.
We're trying to get some spins on the AM dial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So that kind
just
of
dial
talk...
Just back. Take me back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Dawson will take us back to the top.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. Virgo Leo on the cusp.
Can we just pick one?
Well, I'm on the cusp, baby.
I know,
depends
I
on what newspaper you read. August 23rd, you could be a Virgo if you read the New York Times. And then in Vogue magazine, whoa, all of a sudden I'm a Leo.
I'm not that worried about that right now. I just feel like if you said Virgo...
But I can't pick one. It goes against my astronomical sign.
I don't feel like people are going to be upset if you just pick the one, but they could be confused potentially.
Who gets confused about the astrological chart?
Yeah,
morons. That's who you want buying this record is morons that don't know the 12 signs of the zodiac that can't wait to wear through.
All right, you know what? We'll probably spend too much time on
look,
this.
Look, my name is Chris.
Yeah.
For you, engineer with no train, I'll do this for you. I'm Chris Leo. I play the bass. It's four strings, six strings. That's too many. And what I look for in a lady is lady parts. If I'm with a girl and I don't see lady parts, I get out of there. I don't stick around. When the manhandle comes out, I'm gone, baby. So
can I jump in just for 1 second?
I like to make believe we're live and there's an audience in front of us.
Well, but I'm like...
in the front row, take off your pants. Do you have a penis?
Talking about transvestites is not really...
Who said anything about that?
Well, you said a lady who's got man parts.
Yeah, I'm talking about big arms.
Oh.
Shoulders.
You know what? Then I'm sorry.
Maybe
continue.
A bid.
Well...
not like Kelly Preston, like a bid.
Did you hear the other floaters?
Yeah.
Did you hear what they liked in a lady?
The black men.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They liked a lady who, you know, carried herself.
One man, like the girl that's quiet.
Right, right.
I like a screamer.
Yeah, but what... And I appreciate that, but we
but
can't
it's
really...
got to be on the AM dial.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Let's just try one more, Chris.
Leo, Chris. I like a girl that's not afraid to speak her mind. Unless, of course, we disagree and then we work it out as a couple. That's what a relationship is all about, compromise. If I disagree with what you say, then that's fine. We'll just drive home in silence. And then when we get back up to the apartment, I'll sleep with my back to you. And then when you least expect it because you think I'm angry with you, I roll over. And we cuddle. Because that's what a real man does for his girl. They don't always want to make love all night long with your stamina. Just give her a hug and say, oh, baby, I love you. Thank God you paid. I appreciate your love and all your lady parts. Sorry. I stink. I couldn't even get through my own fucking stupid shtick.
Jay Moore, buddy, I love that.
Oh, God. It
I
was funnier
have more
when
cowbell.
It was. Yeah, I need more cowbell. Use the room.
All right, now. I'm looking at so many names on this.
In that cowbell sketch, they call him Bruce Dickinson. That's the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
It is.
Yeah.
Did not know that. We're going to do some news, but at some point, I don't know, Keitel, Tracy Morgan.
Let me do one more as alternative lifestyle droopy, your favorite.
Okay. Now, when I did your show.
Yeah, you said I stole it and I panicked. Because you were like, I liked that the first time when Mencia did it. And I'm like, what? And you go, yeah, and he stole it off of Rogan in the mid-90s. You hit like the two names that are the wheelhouse of comedy, police, and theft.
You know what I love? I love how incredibly insecure we all are. And I like it. I like how insecure we all are that if my son, my 7-year-old son said to me, listen, Dad, I need to talk to you about your attitude. And I'd go, what? And he'd go, after recess, I'd be a fucking mess up until we spoke. Like, Jay Moore, funniest guy on the planet. I was doing his radio show. He introduced a character called
Alternative Lifestyle Droopy Dog.
I immediately said, you ripped that off from Mencia, who took it from Rogan in the mid-90s. And he became a defensive heap of shit.
Not defensive, apoplectic. Like, you got to be kidding me, because I had been doing it for that point for like 3 weeks on the radio show, and people send in like tweets, like, could you say this is the guy?
Right.
But like, Rogan is the comedy police.
I only said it because there's no other human being who could have put those combination
so specific,
of characters together.
But it's really not that out of the realm of possibility to think of
that,
like,
Carlos Mencia would have done that bit.
It's Droopy Dog. It's not like this alternative dog. Weird thing. It's kind of hacky.
All right. So you want to float on with Alternative Droopy Dog?
I do.
Oh, boy. Cancer. But don't hold it against me. Unless you're a man, then hold it all against me. I'm Alternative Lifestyle Droopy Dog. And I play the skin flute. Ew. Are you the engineer?
Yeah, I am.
Could you please... do you drive a train?
No, different kind.
I love a train.
No.
As long as I'm in the front with a long line behind me.
Listen.
Oh, boy.
I said that bringing in famous cartoon characters.
Yes.
By the way, Yosemite Sam's waiting, so if we could sort of step this up a little bit.
My other ride is a mustache.
I said that I didn't think this was a fantastic idea, and it's not personal.
You know
why
mustache rides are free?
Why is that?
He insists on it. He loves face sitting.
You know, Droopy Dog?
Yeah.
This, for me, I just want to get through this because I didn't feel like it was a great idea. I thought we should replace Charles from the Floaters with one of the spinners. I thought that was my idea, but everyone else.
I love a good spinner. I'm a tiny dog, but when my lipstick's out of the case, I'm ready to spin.
Yeah, everyone else
red
wanted
rifle,
to go
red
a different
rifle. Red rifle.
Yeah, okay, let's go, Droopy Dog.
I'm a Cancer.
Say your name. Say your zodiac sign.
Cancer.
And then your name?
Alternative Lifestyle, Droopy Dog.
I just think if you said Droopy, it'd be better.
But I gotta get the message out there. I'm just like anyone else. I'm here, I'm queer. Get used to it.
The Floaters are sort of a band that...
Did you know when I go to the groomer, they clean my anal glands?
They express them, I think.
Express them?
Yeah. Yeah. Alternative Lifestyle, Droopy Dog. Can I say this?
You want to rub my belly?
No, don't take this personally. But
it's okay. You can rub my belly.
We're singing to the ladies.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm definitely the wrong guy for the job.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I didn't. Look, I'm not judging.
Maybe if
I'm
in the band, the other fellas will get all the girls because I'm not interested. I like cock.
Understood.
Big, stiff, but can I meet the rest of the band? They're all black men with big dicks.
Well, not all black men. Can I say this?
Do you have any peanut butter?
I don't have any. I could probably get some if you need it. I haven't seen your
ride. I need it.
Well, can I say this, Alternative Lifestyle Droopy Dog? I'm not judging because I engineered.
I bet you look great in a robe.
I engineered not only the Village People, but Yaz.
Yeah.
Or Yaz.
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 Yeah.
I think it's Yaz. Yeah, anyway, they call it Yaz.
George Benson beat me up last night.
I don't even want to know. I've worked with many gay acts. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't personally have an issue. But the audience...
Yeah.
Did you say yes?
Yeah, break it down.
The audience...
Are you going to tell me the dog doesn't get a fair tryout because he's gay?
No, they want... Al, please wait in the waiting room.
We have alternative lifestyle droopy dog got me off. I'm relaxed.
Tracy, listen to me. Is that Tracy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You Tracy, should rub his belly and see the little red rifle come out. It's amazing.
All right. What I'm saying is we're talking to the ladies.
Yeah, I'll talk to the ladies.
So the overt gay talk is probably
get out
not
the room, dog. This is for men.
All right, good. Tracy Morgan, that's what I'm saying. Tracy, if you could... Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes, Adam Carolla.
You got the breakdown.
You bet your ass. There ain't no way I'm not going to be in the floaters. That's why I got my wheelchair gloves from when I lost my legs in Vietnam, finger fucking on the handball courts.
So,
yeah.
Is that part of what you want to say to the ladies?
No, I'm just breaking it down for my engineer, because you and me got to be in step, straight up. Like Run DMC with them Adidas shell tops.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask...
Fat laces.
What I'm going to ask is, you say your sign.
Yeah.
And then you say your name.
Yeah, all right.
And then you talk about the ladies. But
yeah,
it's
I'm
going
to make... Because I want to be in the floaters.
But it's kind of nice, clean, sexy talk.
Yeah, I like clean, sexy talk.
All right, here
we go.
You
got to get sensual on these bitches.
Well, don't say bitches.
We ain't on mic yet.
Okay, sorry, you're right.
I'm going to stun you, Adam Carolla.
I'm ready.
It's called the stunner. One in the pink, two in the stink. And the third one right in the floaters.
Yeah. Again, I know this isn't part of it, but
yeah,
just to kind of warm into it.
All right.
It's clean AM sexy talk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm your man.
All right, let's do it, Tracy.
Capricorn, Tracy, what's going on? I like all women. I like all women, and I do not pull out. I repeat, I do not pull out. So if you're in the audience tonight and you want to have sex under the stage, you are going to leave here pregnant.
Hey, Tracy?
Huh?
Remember we were talking about this sort of a sexy talk that was like a little...
That's sexy. Girls like that.
Yeah.
They know I like it raw.
Yeah, no, but...
Brother, oh, baby, I like it raw.
Well, even singing it doesn't make
Listen to the beat, though. It fits. I like it raw. I don't pull out.
Yeah.
I never pull out.
I'm worried about the program directors.
I let it flow straight up. I get all up in the guts.
Yeah, I'm just saying the program directors will listen to this, and if it's a little too...
Tell the program director that I know karate.
I don't think they're going to respond to that.
I'll take my jacket off. I'll be in the dojo with no shirt on and parachute pants, just like Richard Pryor's gold shoes on.
This is too... Do you know risque with
Capricorn.
The word risque?
It's like Tracy. Risky.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
You fucking me up, man.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
This is why the band broke up. Because engineers
I was hired on. I was hired
you
on
You ain't in the floaters.
But I was brought in
you
to
reassemble. You were brought in, but you ain't in the floaters. You fucking up the floaters. And you ain't Doug Flutie, goddammit.
We probably got off on the wrong
foot. We might have won the game if it wasn't for goddamn Adam Carolla Flutie.
All right. You know what? I'll let you... Put it out there again. I'm just gonna
let me do my thing, man. I gotta be me.
I'm gonna mute my mic.
Capricorn. Little false start there. I'm gonna get it right though. Yeah, this here is a mating call. Capricorn, Tracy. I play all the instruments. There's nothing on stage I can't pick up because I'm dexterous. I'm dexterous, ambidextrous, I'm amphibious and bilingual. And y'all know what I'm talking about, girls. I like a girl that can kiss nice, sensual. It ain't all I gotta be all aggressive. When you kiss me nice. Give me little kisses on my neck and on my nipples. There's no reason we ain't gotta get right to the sex. I like to just hang out with the girls. Tell them stories of my past. I was a track star, damn it. Then I lift up my shirt, I slap my tummy, and I say, this is a mating call right here. Everybody's getting pregnant.
Right,
everybody getting pregnant.
Tracy, I gotta unmute my mic.
You said you was muting your mic.
I did.
You fucking us up.
I muted for
that
as long
was
as
a hit.
I'm here to...
Hey, Dawson, make sure I get a copy of that. I'll sell it out on the street with DJ K Slay up in Harlem.
You can't clear
125th
that.
125th and I'll clear whatever the fuck. It's a bootleg for a reason, motherfucker. I'll clear it.
No, these are session musicians. This music is licensed.
I'll sell that on a carpet on Lexington Avenue next to the Life Fest.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Tracy, this is our...
Life Fest
we own this.
Crackhead will buy anything.
the Floaters LLC, their corporation, they'll come after you. You understand?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got this, man.
All right. Let's try one more.
Capricorn, Tracy, I like a girl that can kiss me sensual on my lips and take her time with me. Because sometimes I feel low and I need a girl that can pick me up. When I'm feeling bad, you got to make me feel good. That's what a man needs, is a counterpart. And I'll do the best I can to make you feel good, girl. Capricorn, Tracy, I'm out.
Wow, that's good. That's
usable. Yeah, that was the one.
All right, that's a keeper. Let's do
that one. Then I'm going to fuck her mouth until her eyeshadow runs down her face.
No, no, they don't.
Yeah, you got to choke them out.
Tracy, no, we're not going to.
You just choke them out. Straight up. You got to choke them out.
We're not going to put that
in.
We're not going to put that
in. You got to choke them out. It ain't about blowjobs no more. You got to take it to the next level. You got to choke them out. Hold their nose, and they vomit on your balls.
Tracy,
on the handball courts.
I don't feel like this. Even if we did like an extended dance.
But what I gave you was gold, man.
No, we got the beginning part, I think, is good.
That's all of it.
Right, well, we can't use to choke them out and vomit on the
balls. No, I was just telling you my personal preferences, man.
No, okay, understood.
No, I wasn't going to put that on the record. I'm corporate now, Adam Carolla. I'm corporate. Alec Baldwin's my biological father. I ain't fucking around. I eat all the M&Ms.
Okay, yeah, I understood.
Yeah,
understood.
I don't fuck around.
The great Tracy Morgan, everybody. Oh,
love me some Jay Moore.
All right, let's get ready with some news. First, stamps.com, baby. Holidays, they're upon us. You don't want to go to the post office. You got to wait there. Big Mama got it all's behind the counter.
No, that is the right postage.
See, she's arguing. She's arguing with
you. Give me my package back.
That's
slide
right.
Out of the window. Why is it bulletproof?
Always behind her. Mm. She's there. She's causing a kerfuffle. You're just wanting to send that little world's best dad mug off to your dad, and you can't do it. I say go to stamps.com. Use stamps.com. That's what we use here. Use it at your place. I got a special offer. Use the promo code Adam, the no risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes digital scale. $55 free postage. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click the microphone, top of the homepage. Type in Adam. Stamps.com. Promo code Adam. All right, Allison Rosen. Let's do some news.
The news with Allison Rosen.
She'll read some news from her iPad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's
Allison. Allison.
And when it's time to wrap it up, she'll sign it off with zip it cut. It's
Allison. Allison.
I don't know if you guys heard, but Tila Tequila is losing her goddamn mind.
What?
You heard about her being in the
Tila
news?
Tequila,
since when?
I know.
But more so. She made a video and blog exposing the Illuminati, the secret organization that she says controls the world, and then posted a bunch of Hitler stuff, which I'll get into, including a photo of herself with an swastika armband.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook has suspended her account. She's not on Twitter anymore. She said that she's been an insider for 10 years now, and she knows that others have made their mark on her website. So she's paranoid. She's saying other people have like put their stamp on her website.
Do people, I feel like people essentially who get famous for no reason have this problem, which is they don't have anything to fall back on when they stop being famous. Because Jay Moore's famous for a reason, and a lot of the voices and those people and characters and Jimmy Kimmel and those guys, they're sort of famous for a reason. They're famous because they have talent, and then they can always use that talent mm-hmm. to keep working. But if you're just famous for no reason, and then you fall off the fame cart and other people start passing you by because the mayor of Toronto's smoking crack. We got to focus on him, and the Kardashians are up to God knows what. We got to focus on them. Well, now the only way to get back in, it's not going to be.
Well, do you think that it's a calculated move to say something really inflammatory? Because this
no,
would
I
obviously
think she's batshit crazy.
Yeah,
I do think she's batshit crazy, but they're batshit crazy who don't want to be famous. She's batshit crazy.
Right.
And the only way she's getting back in, I mean, the only way we're going to talk about her or she's going to show up on Entertainment Tonight is to do something like this.
Tila or Tila? Tila?
Tila, I believe.
Tila Tequila. Mm-hmm. She's the kind of girl, like when you're single, you meet her at Club Med and you fuck her like on Wednesday, like mm-hmm. your first day there. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, you're like, oh my God, she's coming. And you gotta like jump in the ocean and act like you don't see her. You're like, I can't believe I jumped on the first grenade I saw. I thought it was like a hot Vietnamese chick. I was in the middle of Cancun. What could go wrong? And then she comes down with an armband with a swastika on it, and she wants to talk to you about the Illuminati when you're fucking 8 mushroom caps into your vacation.
And by the way,
I'm tripping balls. I got a Vietnamese lady talking about Hitler. That's not confusing at all. With a head the size of a thimble.
First off, her real name is Shelley Vermouth, so it's not even.
Fair enough.
It's not even Tia Tequila, by the way. I think she's just doing. I think she's nuts and doing this so we can talk about her.
So what she says is that Hitler has been misrepresented by the media. Mm-hmm. This was the first line of the blog post.
It's probably time for a publicist change. Yeah. I mean, that's not insane.
Maybe you go over to PMK.
Colin,
that's a good firm. PMK.
They do
great publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just signed up with Bragman, Nyman, and Caffarelli.
Or 42 West, if you're in New York. But I think one of the requirements of having a good publicist is not being dead.
Oh, right.
That's going to work against him.
Yeah, but you know,
it's hard to turn the PR around when you're a dead guy, you know?
I don't
eventually, you got to get to the podium and speak your piece.
Colin, I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue with you. But I'll.
Then don't.
No, but I want to say.
Look at bald Brian over there standing there like Caillou with nothing to say.
Yeah. Like Caillou?
Yeah. Wow. Deep pull.
we all have kids.
I bet you Michael Jackson and maybe Elvis and maybe Sinatra and maybe many, many other people who aren't on this planet have a publicist. Do you think Michael Jackson has a publicist?
Adam's actually really right on that one.
Because I know Michael Jackson made more than anybody else in the last 4 years.
You think Tia Tequila has a publicist?
No.
That's a good...
But what low-level publicity firm would not desperately want her to sign up if she was going to cut them checks?
If there were, and if your firm was just had a roster that no one's ever heard of.
Let's have you and I, Corolla, okay? Mm-hmm. Corolla, Rosen, and Moore. Mm-hmm. And we just go after her because she doesn't know who we are because we're not in the Illuminati. And we just say, we're turning it all around. We know all about the Illuminati. Mm. You give us $4,000 a month, and we're going to straighten this all out for you because we know that the government's spying on you. And then, boom, as soon as you say government's spying on her, we have all the money.
So I don't want to correct you, and I'm sorry, Allison, but we got to bump you back to the end because Corolla, Rosen, and Moore sounds like there's more people, more associates, and more partners.
Right. Clients like that.
I don't know. I just know Corolla Moore.
I think you're getting into semantics, stupid.
And Rosen.
What's the difference?
Sorry, Colin.
See, I don't know if my name would bump her. But she did say, this is her. I'm not going to sit here and say that I hate Jewish people, because that is not the case, nor is this about Jews. It is about Hitler and his side of the story that was never told, since he was not the victor.
First off, you know my fantasy to do that show where we find the parents? It's just called Nice Job. Right, I sit down in their living room.
The name.
Said sarcastically.
Yeah, I sit down with the parents.
Lamar,
of whoever.
You are not the father. And then instead of going to the cutaway baby backstage with that look on his face that says, either way I lose, right?
Right.
You eschew the baby, the mother, and the Lamar, and you go right to Lamar's parents and go, nice job.
Nice job. No, I find all the nut jobs out there. Yeah. All the people have done all these crazy criminal things or insane things or spouting off about the Jews or whatever. And I just sit down in the living room and I go, nice job. What the fuck were you two up to? Look at this girl. What's going on? Has she even done porn? Or is she just nuts?
Why'd you look at me? Allison looked at me like, Jay will take this one.
Porn's her next.
You know?
Her next move is porn, right?
Illiterate. I don't think she's a porn star. I think she's just like a booty chick.
She was married to Sean Merriman from the Chargers for a while.
Great.
They got into like drunken fist fights, which is probably one-sided.
My plan, if I'm under 100 pounds, is not to fight with guys who have a tattoo of a toggle switch on the top of the right hand and then a tattoo of a finger shutting the switch that says lights out.
Yeah.
That is my plan. Oh, she has a lesbian sex tape?
Whoever wrote that, whoever provided us with that information, was that offered without research or with research? Because I just feel like in this whole building of dudes, mm-hmm. there's got to be people who know about Tila Tequila's sex
tapes. Yeah, but
tapes.
These guys are into like two girls, one cup. They can't be bothered with the topless chick washing the car as another girl like fucking grabs her ass.
Right.
These guys
She's
are animals.
Too mainstream. Anyway, right. She also said that the whole the way Hitler's been treated and stuff, it brought me to tears because I used to think all of those or her new revelations about him. It brought me to tears because I used to think all of those horrible things about him until I learned the truth about the war and what Hitler truly did. And he was not a bad person as they have painted him out to be. Not even close. 3 exclamation points. I cry because my heart feels broken.
I still go with publicity stunt. The easiest thing in the whole world is pick Hitler out and then start blowing sunshine up his
That's
ass.
That's what Iran's been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Deny the Holocaust for publicity reasons? who's Iran's publicist?
I would say Turkey.
Maybe it's Corolla Rosen and Moore.
I'm trying to think of...
Who else is in the firm, though?
No, that's all that there is.
The Holocaust... Who did you want? Like, here's my thing on Holocaust. If you're being accused of like Holocaust, genocide, like mm-hmm. Armenian Holocaust, stuff like that, it's usually not people randomly picking countries that have committed these atrocities to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people.
Yeah.
Usually when someone starts pointing at your country going, just apologize for the Holocaust, and the answer of, huh? What? First off, I haven't even been in the country for when was it?
Who?
Yeah, no.
Attaboy,
Holocaust?
Ryan. The best is when the defense is...
Us?
That wasn't a... you can't call that a genocide. It's like, well you shouldn't be arguing
semantics. We're not calling it that. We're calling it ethnic cleansing.
We were exterminating Armenians, but I hardly call that a genocide.
There's a lot of argument over semantics. It's like, well, you did something very, very bad.
Look,
what
there's Serbia, there's Montenegro, there's what do you want? We divided into three places.
Well, she also said, I understand the Jewish people went through some shit too, but hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
2 question marks. So did, and this is in all caps, so did the majority of the people who suffered in every single war that took place. You were not the only ones.
Hey, Colin, didn't Montenegro host Wild and Out on MTV?
That was actually his little brother, Kovacevic, but they did bring out Montenegro for Word on the Street. For the street scene. They had the street team with the street scene. And
right.
Montenegro brought out, you know.
Understood.
Everybody else.
I hate her.
Yeah.
You know how many Catholics died under the Hitler regime?
I don't know.
6 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Nobody talks about it.
You mean you're talking about like the gypsies?
Exterminated.
And the gays?
Catholics.
And like
no religion. You're out.
Oh, just didn't like the Catholics.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be a gypsy or anything. Catholic gypsy.
It was probably a double mark. double dare, dude. Dog dare you.
Front of the line.
Yeah,
privileges.
Front of the line. If you were a Catholic Jew gypsy.
You did not stand a chance.
By the way, it must have been a weird thing because
gypsy.
I never really thought about it. But, well, first off, you know, Hitler, like, he did the Jews, but he did the gypsies. And if you were retarded, he did you and mm-hmm. stuff. And there had to be a whole bunch of guys wearing, like, bandanas with one big hoop earring going, No, I'm just trying to get laid. I'm not. I travel around in a cart. Yes.
Yeah.
I do play the mandolin, but that's. I'm not a gypsy. No.
No.
And no,
my,
not
and
a
my
gypsy.
Son with one eye covered in feces that in the apple cart I drag behind my horse. That's actually my dog. We're fine.
Yeah, we're not.
Moving it along.
And then there must have been some sort of test. Like, I don't know who's a gypsy, who has a learning disability. Is there a thing? Is it like Blazing Saddles where you get the paddle with the string on it and the ball and you have to execute it like, all right, you're going into the train unless you can pull off 5 of these in a row. Like,
yeah,
because the Jew thing's fairly straightforward.
Yes.
Like, all right, that's your Jew.
Out.
You're Jewish. Yeah. But I feel like the gypsy, I'd just be going, I was chilling with those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we smoked a little weed, but we didn't. I'm not a gypsy.
A lot of guys don't have permanent addresses. What does that mean?
Yeah, so
I'm going to the junior college over there in Strudeldorf. I'm trying to get laid,
nice.
Man. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what's going on with these gypsies.
The amount
not
of research.
Gypsy.
How do they? You said the Jewish thing is pretty straightforward, and in all sincerity, like being serious, like I wouldn't know if I was running a country and I wanted to exterminate an entire group unless it was like a skin color. Or something completely overt,
mm-hmm.
there had to have been a margin of error, a plus minus of about 100,000.
Had to be.
Because you can't go through people's, like now we have the internet, you go through people's family trees and stuff. But like back then it's like, okay, you're a Jew, he's counting money, he's a
well,
Jew.
Well, not, like, not
circumcised, he's a Jew.
And in a place
that I would have been out because I'm circumcised.
In a place perfectly. Where the full-blooded Aryan German guy has a Berg in his name and he's drinking from a Stein.
Yeah.
Yes, there had to be a certain amount of confusion with the Steins and the Bergs and all the, because the German names are super Jewish sounding too. You're right. There had to be at least 100,000 guys going, I love fucking Hitler.
I'm drinking a Bex right now.
I love the Autobahn. What do you mean?
See, I don't.
Fuck the St. Pauli girl.
I don't know at the beginning how many Jews were like, wow, this is not a good time and a good place to be Jewish. We've got to get out of here or we have to hide. I mean, I think at the beginning, they were so assimilated that there was this idea that, okay,
come down to City Hall and
we'll just wear the armband, but it's not going to get that bad.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the problem. Let me tell you, Laszlo Gorog, my grandfather, he figured out which way the wind was blowing over there in Budapest in 38, 39.
I believe it's pronounced Budapest.
Sorry, Christopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your grandfather was Jewish?
Budapest. Budapest? Yeah.
Budapest.
Grandfather.
With a T.
Your step-grandfather was a Jew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his father before him.
He carried a watch.
Yeah. In his ass. He knew that was the only place that Hitler and his fine, snappy-dressed army would never get their dirty hands on it.
They were well-dressed, yeah.
This watch. It's your birthright. Fucking alarm clock radio.
Yeah, my my step-grandfather, Laszlo Lotzi.
So then when they had taken you away because your step-grandfather was Jewish, they would have thought you were Jewish. You could be Jewish.
You
get the tight fro if you're growing up.
I've been accused of rocking the Leo Sayer fro for a long time. Yeah.
You would have been one of the ones having a hard time talking your way out of the camps.
Yeah, they would have been, complainer, come over here for a second. What? You do a lot of complaining for Goyim, huh? Yeah.
Your grandpa there, what's his deal?
My step-grandfather? Step?
For the benefit of the court, please explain step.
First off, that guy? Step. No blood at all. And listen, I know I write jokes. I know I got a fro. I know I do a lot of complaining. I know I have exaggerated brows. I'm not Jewish. I appreciate the people.
That was very Jewish. Yes, take him away.
Listen, hold on.
Have him wash and
set
to my tent.
Fa is what I have to say to you in this courthouse.
Motherfuck you! I turned into, I don't know what. I realized I can't do German, so
I can't either.
Someplace in the
horn. I'll tell you what I can do. Sherry's berries, baby. Oh, man. It's time. That time of year.
Those things are huge.
They're mammoth. Berries, giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, only $19.99, 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in ACE, enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering strawberries dipped in the white chocolate, the milk chocolate. My listeners, they get double the berries for 10 bucks more. They also have all sorts of delicious products like Christmas cake pops. They have Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, dipped pretzels. Only way to get them, and the $19.99 deal and the special offer. Call 866-FRUIT-02 or visit them, berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in ACE. Don't wait. It is upon us. All right, Allison. Let's do another couple stories.
You should get Tia Tequila on the this podcast.
Well, we should talk to
just ask about Illuminati. Carola, just act
Rosen
like
Lauren Rosen.
Act like you're completely down with the Illuminati, and you think that, just open the conversation with, "I wanted you here because I think the government's spying on me."
Don't you feel like the young chick who's cute? I'm not. Not my cup of tea, but she's out there. Her name's out there. People kind of know who she is. Don't you feel like the porn movie is that sort of auxiliary shoot, that little derringer you keep in your boot?
In case of emergency?
Yeah. I mean, that thing where it's like, if you ever need $500,000, do it. Yes.
Travis Bickle and Taxi Driver with all those guns?
Mm-hmm.
He had that buck knife taped to his boot.
That's right.
That's, when he falls back on the mattress, he goes faster than you, you fuck.
That's the point. Like, there's a weird sort of thing of going through life where if, you know, and by the way, this is all pre-age 37, but I always have several hundred thousand dollars waiting for me out there if I just want to get drunk and jump on some stranger's cock in front of a camera.
You personally?
Get that, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you personally?
Sounds good to me.
I think with my name and my audience and my stature.
The Man Show. They could do a lot of funny things with that title.
Let's not forget, the guy's got a dick like the hammer of Thor. You know? That's not going to hurt the brand.
Let's not.
Then you call him the hammer because of his punch. You know?
Let's. I don't know Paul what Payne. I could get in the gay porn industry. There'd be
a lot.
There'd be units moved. There'd be curiosity. There'd be a lot of gay guys who just would like
maybe
that.
Maybe there'd
like
be units moved.
That, right?
You know, maybe. I got nothing.
Alternative lifestyle deputy dog? Or droopy dog? Sorry.
Sorry. Don't get me started on deputy dog. He waited way too long to come out of the closet. I'm way out like a Murphy bed.
Mencia does the exact same thing with the
no,
Murphy
bed. No, he doesn't.
He does the exact same
I'm
thing.
I'm circumcised. Look at my red rifle.
That's what Rogan does.
Now, this bucket of insecurity that you turned into, was this on air or off air?
It was on air. And I will say in my defense, it wasn't necessarily a bucket of insecurity. I was more alarmed that had happened without me knowing about it.
Now, wasn't that bad, but he was literally going, I could hear him going like, oh my God, Mencia
no,
did
we
this bit?
After you left, we replayed it. Like, we replayed it three times. Like, how funny. I was like, what? Because the two names you picked, like, Rogan is the joke police.
But you must consider the source, right?
Yeah,
like,
but
if
I think
you were interviewing Michael Vick.
I think you underestimate how much I respect you. As, like, the head of the totem pole.
No, I think you disrespect me by not thinking I have a sense of humor.
I know you have a sense of humor, but, like, you're like, ah, and I was like, oh, my God. I was stunned.
But you must expect me to come back with a joke or something that's ironic when you come to me with alternative lifestyle droopy dog.
Adam has a really hard time with his name. He, you know, I should just change it to, like, a Muslim name that rolls off your
tongue.
Sorry.
is it alternative lifestyle?
Yeah.
Okay. Alternative lifestyle droopy dog. Words that have never been put in that combination before.
Yeah.
You must understand I'm going to try to say something that's interesting.
Yeah. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that in 1995, Rogan did a bit about, like,
I think it is.
What if all cartoon characters were gay?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think Elmer Fudd was gay. Like, whoa.
No,
it
plays to all our insecurities. Yeah. It just plays right to our insecurities. That's all.
The two names on the spot. I'm doing live radio. I'm thinking on my feet. I got Mike Vick on hold.
It was funny when I went really straight. I went, well, that's Mencia did that in 95 and then Rogan. Well, Rogan did it and then Mencia ripped him off with it. And Jay was like, I did not know that. And I was like, well, obviously it was out there. I knew it. And he was like, I did not know that. And I was like, well, you're a comedian and you run in these circles. And obviously if I knew it, he was like, I did not know.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, but it was so bad. It was great.
I've read Jay's book, or first book, Gasping for Airtime, which is a great book. And in it, I can understand why you would have some sensitivity towards a joke stealing implication.
Some people will say I'm a thief because in the book, I admitted to taking Rick Shapiro, who I'm now in touch with. I'm trying to get him on more stories. He had a bit about an Irish bartender, like, oh, yeah, you like somebody wants to tell him a story, and he just goes, oh, here's a story. You're fired. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I had nothing. And it was like my 18th week in a row of nothing, and I was going to get fired from SNL. So I just stole his complete bit, wrote it, and somehow that one week, it sails through read-through, it gets picked to be on the show. Mm-hmm. No one even picks it up during rewrites. It goes to dress rehearsal, and then it goes to air, and I'm like, well. And then Lauren called me into his office and played me a video of Rick Shapiro doing the bit.
Wow.
He goes, do you know who this young man is? And I was like, nah, never seen him before. Good looking cat. I was like, why is he doing that bit?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can see why he would have some sensitivity towards it.
And plus Rogan on his podcast said that I stole from Bert Kreischer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like a whole fucking...
Well, you shouldn't have done that.
Mess. Yeah, that's me.
By the way,
stories about my kids and family and all my walking impressions are right out of other people's pockets.
Gasping for airtime, you can get on Amazon.
Yes, of course.
And you want to keep the pirate ship afloat, you go to Amazon. You go to adamcarolla.com, you click through the Amazon banner, and you bookmark it for all your Christmas shopping.
It's a great book.
And your book
Thank you.
I love it.
I can't wait for your book.
I quoted your book as a direct inspiration for some of mine. I genuinely really was moved by Jay's book. It's funny, and then there's parts that are like moving. It's good. It's great.
I actually stole my book. It's an old Nancy Drew novel.
All right, let's do one more, baby girl.
All right. MIT researchers say they've come up with the trickiest tongue twister to date. So I thought we could put it on screen and then try to say it. I'll go. Adam, do you want to go first?
Sure. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
But that's
say
not
it a
real.
Few times,
but
though.
It's not a real sentence.
But they're
though.
Saying these are like the most difficult sounds to put together.
And just because we had a Vietnamese lady on, we're starting with pad.
Shouldn't someone invent one that makes you say the N-word? I mean, if you're just having fun with people.
Oh, like
what's
funner? Five smart fellows? They felt smart. Can you do that? Five smart fellows.
Felt
they felt
easy.
Smart.
Yeah. What I'm saying is people, if they're working on tongue twisters, work on ones that are have and with you saying something wildly offensive.
So it'd have to be Tigger from like Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
Yeah. Word knit, like you'd have to knit.
Oh, yeah.
Knit Tigger.
You could work it out. Yeah. You could.
And Tigger got knit.
Right.
It sounds bad just like that, right?
Right. I'm saying you could.
And if I say it by accident, you better fucking bleep it.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Definitely what we'll
I'm
do.
I'm staying away from it.
We're streaming live.
The point is. Look.
Hi, I'm Riley Cooper for the Adam Carolla Show.
Pick. Wide out for the Eagles.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
No, what I'm saying is somebody should be picking every, you know, pick one for every culture and then come up with the combination of words that makes you say something horrible.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Well, what did the MIT people know?
Yeah,
I just banged that shit out of my sleep.
Yeah. Pad
but
kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Yeah,
pad
you fucked
kid,
it up. I already know
curd,
the hardest one
cod.
To say is good blood, bad blood.
But also
say good blood, bad blood just three times.
Beaner. Shit! I knew it.
You're so close.
I knew I'd get sucked into it.
Hey, that's fucked up, Holmes.
Sorry.
Don't
Mexican
fuck.
Guy.
Don't fuck. Yeah, don't fuck with us, Holmes. I got your back, Vato, but you can't yell that in the streets no more, man.
No, I was making a joke.
This is Glendale, Holmes. Welcome to the 8818, man.
No, I was just making a joke because we're talking about saying offensive, you know, racial.
You better love beans,
things.
Homie.
No, I was making a joke.
That shit ain't funny.
Okay. I'm making a joke.
No, hey, I saw your Hummer outside. It's nice, man.
Yeah, I don't want any trouble. I just.
Oh, you don't want no trouble?
No, I'm just making a joke.
Nobody want no trouble, man.
No, I don't.
Why are you screaming beaner at the top of your lungs? You don't want no trouble, man.
I was making a joke.
That's fucked up, Holmes.
No, Jay
my
Moore.
My eyes are barely open.
I understand. I'm sorry, man.
I'm overweight and my eyes are barely open.
I understand, man. I'm sorry. This is no good because it doesn't make sense.
I know.
It has to.
Adam Carolla, say good blood, bad blood three times.
Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad blood. Good blood, bad blood. It's hard.
I thought that was the hardest one, but Ace Man nailed
it. No, that's hard. That's hard.
But that was kind of slow.
Yeah, it was slow. That was not good. All right, let's bring it home, baby girl.
That's the news. I'm Allison Rosen. Zip it, cunts.
I love fucking Hitler.
That was the news with
that's
Allison
your porn.
Rosen.
You having sex with Hitler.
Ah, go to meeting, baby. It's getting cold out there. Can't get the band together. They're going back home. They're visiting relatives. But what? You got an emergency meeting? You want to get everyone back together? Business. Can't stop just because, you know, you fired up the Yule log and you're standing under the mistletoe. No, you can share the screen. You can work together on documents, spreadsheets. You can work on projects in real time. Use the webcams and make everything an HD video conference. Start hosting a meeting in seconds from your Mac, your PC, smartphone, or tablet by signing up for free. That's right. 30 days free. You get a free trial. No credit card required. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Adam. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Adam. All right. I want to thank Jay Moore for coming in here.
Yes.
And
yes.
Dancing like a monkey on a hot plate.
You got to get Tia Tequila into our fake PR firm. I think this is a stunt that needs to go down.
Well, her and I are going to the Holocaust Museum tomorrow, and I will bring it up to her after
Museum of Tolerance with Tia Tequila.
Museum of Tolerance.
I smell a reality
right.
show.
South Point Casino, January 24th. through the 26th. Those are stand-up shows. More stories, the podcast. You can get it on iTunes. New episodes Monday and Friday. And the website for all things Jay Moore, the radio show, the podcast, the stand-up, the new merch, everything, jaymoore.com. Twitter, at jaymoore37. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Jay Moore, Allison Rosen, and Bald Brian saying, mahalo. Look, I got a computer filled with 9-year-olds that are naked, but that's, anyway, that's in the past.
For call-in times and phone topics, follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Like Ace on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Two live podcasts coming up at the American Comedy Club in San Diego, Wednesday, December 18th. Then lots of live shows, stand-up, and more in the new year. Tickets and info on all live podcasts, stand-up, Mangria events, and more. Visit AdamCarolla.com.
Thanks for listening to the show, and let's not forget about our fine sponsor, Hulu Plus, baby. Who knew? Hulu! I did. You've tried Hulu.com? Yeah, it's good. This is better. This has a plus, not a minus, but a plus at the end. Sure, thousands of hit TV shows and movies right in your own living room, or maybe you're on the road, maybe you're on the go. Oh, man, weather, flight delays, airports, who cares? You got a smartphone, you got a tablet, you got Hulu Plus, you got current TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Scandal. You have, or watch episodes of shows like Lost, Law & Order, SVU, Doctor Who, Community, they're all there. And you can watch exclusive Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new doc series about the world of sports mascots, plus ad-free movies and kids' content. I got a special offer for my listeners only. You can try Hulu Plus free. That's right. Free. Try for free. 2 weeks free. How do you do it? Go to HuluPlus.com/Adam. You get an extended free trial. Let them know I sent you. That's HuluPlus.com/Adam. And thank you.